Last season on Criminal Minds.
I believe you are no longer effective in your post. I am questioning your ability to lead your team.
Sarah, sorry I'm so late. I got caught up at the office.
The butcher's Sarah Hodge. He came after me. He came to my home. It's my fault.
It's time for Agent Hodgson's career to come to an end. Agent Prentice, you're going to help me make that happen.
I knew it would be you who came to the cabin to check on me. You must be frightened. I apologize for that. I never meant to cause you any pain. Then I also never envisioned writing this letter. I've searched for a satisfactory explanation for what I'm doing. All I've come up with is a profiler needs to have solid footing, and I don't think I do anymore. The world confuses me. The cruelty, indifference, tragedy. When my dear friend Sarah was murdered, it tore a hole in me. And I truly believe the way to handle the pain was to get back to our work as quickly as possible. Get on to helping somebody else. I thought I could handle Sarah's murder, work through it. And the very first case we had after was on a college campus.
Jim Griffith.
Hi, Jennifer Giroux. Thanks for meeting us here.
Thanks for taking this on so quickly.
Yeah, the faster we get here, the faster we can help stave off panic.
I hear that.
What can you tell us about the university?
It's small, tight-knit, dorms are still single-sex, draws from all over the country, but students are mostly the arty type.
Have you increased uniform presence on campus?
Yeah, doubled it.
Any other measures?
We've got security shuttles running 24-7, and as of tonight, I've imposed a 10 o'clock curfew.
I need a corner of your precinct so we can set up shop.
You got it. You need to get to the hotel first?
No. Spree killing's in a confined area of race. He's racing to kill as many as he can. We're racing to stop him.
Everyone on the floor, and we'll hang out in my room tonight.
I'm gonna study for Russian tonight.
There's a maniac trying to kill us all. Don't worry, the raid didn't occur.
Makes me feel normal. Maybe just be nice to her, please.
He's making it worse.
He's scared.
And using it as an excuse to get into everybody's business.
Hey.
Okay, fine. You win.
Where have you been?
In the library.
Curfew's in 5 minutes.
That's why we're here.
I don't want anyone drinking on the hall. If you do, I'll write you up.
You see, I met Sarah in college, on a campus just like that one 31 years ago. Campuses are supposed to be places of life and excitement. They're supposed to be about the future. Figuring out who you are, who you're going to be. It's supposed to be about dreams, not nightmares. About hope. I really don't understand the world anymore. Tragic. But when the victim is someone young, their life ripped away before they've even had a chance to live. It's devastating.
I've got men at every exit point on campus.
She had her mace out, but she didn't use it.
And it's well lit. He's not afraid of being seen.
How often do the shuttles run?
Every 10 minutes.
Were all the other victims posed like this, with their arms crossed?
Yeah, why? It's a classic sign of remorse.
The unsub kills the victim, then immediately feels bad about it. So he poses them like this so they'll rest in peace.
You can tell that just by the arms?
That's why you called us here. To build a psychological profile of your killer.
How long will it take your men to clear the scene?
A few hours.
You're lucky there's a curfew, otherwise it'd be a mob scene.
Have Hunt set up at the precinct. We'll run everything through him. The time this campus wakes up, I want a handle on this.
Dean Suzanne Cable, Special Agents Morgan and Gideon.
Thank you for being here.
Wish we didn't have to be.
I spoke to Amy's parents. Funeral services will be held on Sunday in Chicago. They're arriving later today to bring her home.
They asked me to let you know that they will be staying downtown at the Mainline Hotel. If any of you would like to visit or pay your respects, they'd like you to feel free to do so.
How did you all let this happen? What? Everybody is thinking it. You are the FBI. The campus is crawling with police, and she gets murdered waiting for the security shuttle.
It's not helpful, Katie.
Actually, it is. The fact that your friend was killed in such a well-lit area with a police presence indicates that the killer is most likely part of this campus. He's not an outsider. He's someone who wouldn't raise alarm with police or potential victims.
You should also be aware that the three victims were brunette. At this point, we do consider it an intentional pattern.
So tell me, how am I supposed to keep these women safe?
I have security cameras being installed in virtually every corner of the campus. That's coming out of the city's budget. It's not the school's.
I want to shut down the school.
It's a viable choice.
But?
If the killer is part of the campus, he may simply leave once the school shuts down. When classes restart, it's a good chance he'll kill again.
What would you do in my place?
I can't say.
Shut it down. I can't justify keeping these kids locked up in a pen while someone hunts them.
In this line of work, I was afraid I would lose the ability to trust. But I've realized I can't really look at anyone without seeing their death. And as bad as losing faith in humanity seems, losing your faith in happy endings is much worse.
Did the other victims have this much overkill?
Death was caused by a single very forceful stab wound to the heart.
Yeah, he broke through the breastbone.
And after that, he just lashed out at random.
Well, no defensive ones. She didn't even hold her hands up to fight him off.
The first two victims were the same.
Did you run toxicology screens?
None of the others were drugged, considering that she was standing waiting for a shuttle. My guess is she wasn't either.
I'm sorry about before.
I'm sorry about your friend.
You already told us that you guys were at the library last night. Did you see Amy there?
We didn't go with her, but we saw her there. I thought she left before us.
Her bag wasn't in her cubicle, or else we would have waited.
Did you notice anyone she might have been talking to earlier?
Was it like her to be walking alone, even in a dangerous situation like this?
She wasn't the victim type.
It's almost impossible to pinpoint who's the most vulnerable. That's why we're trying to teach you how to best protect yourself.
I just mean that she was strong. And she was smart. I don't know why she didn't at least mace him.
Are a lot of girls carrying mace?
Pepper spray, mace, switchblades. If you can buy it online or find it at the Army Navy store, we've all bought it.
Are you sure about who he's killing? Brunettes?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Prentice.
Good morning, Emily. Agent Prentice.
I'm here.
I'm just checking in.
Checking in?
On your case, the college girls?
We don't know that much yet, ma'am.
But you will let me know if there's anything to report, won't you?
I really have to get back to work.
Of course. You know where you can reach me.
Realistically, it'll take 2 or 3 days to empty campus. I'm afraid that'll be our window for catching this guy.
What do you need from me?
You said you're installing security cameras?
Yeah, this afternoon.
Can they be functional by nightfall?
I'll make sure.
You'll need as many men as you can on duty. If the NSEP's part of campus life, he's gonna know it's about to shut down. Next few days, that's his last chance to hunt.
Uniform presence helps, but it'd also be good to have some of your younger officers go in plain clothes, try to blend it.
I can ask my men to work double shifts till we're evacuated. I'll call campus security and have them do the same.
Good. Morning.
How many victims have we seen? How many crime scenes? Hundreds? A thousand? Pictures of families, victims, both alive and dead. I was always able to stay objective, to stay at arm's length. But now, all I see is Sarah and them.
How many days will it take to evacuate the students?
2-3 days tops.
You think it's premature?
Do we have a choice?
Detective, can you gather your men? We'd like to present a rough profile.
Got it. All right, grab a seat. Let's go. Anywhere.
We know everyone's tired, working overtime. I want to tell you how much we appreciate it.
We'd like to give you a rough profile of the men we're all looking for. This is someone with access. He's managed to move in a small community with a high police presence without raising suspicion.
Which means there's a good chance that this is someone you've seen.
The son said this killed 3 women in 4 days. That's what we call a spree killing. Now, most likely something has happened in the past few days to set him off.
Because he kills white brunette women, that stressor probably has to do with a woman in his life who fits the same description. Wife, mother, girlfriend. Women he's killing, they're most likely a substitute.
What we need you to do is look at people who are part of the campus fabric. See if anyone fits the bill. Students, professors, support staff.
I'm sorry, but how are my men supposed to know about somebody's home life?
Well, the people around him have seen him devolving. If you suspect someone on campus, talk to anyone who knows him. Find out if he's recently found religion, been drinking, even if he's been harming himself.
He may feel emasculated. Considering the stressor and the victimology, there's a good chance that rejection is a recurring theme in his life.
The son sub-displays a great amount of anger. Stabs his victims repeatedly, even after they're dead. Seconds later, he feels remorse. Possible that his guilt is because his victims were in a position to trust him.
How's that?
As we said, we think he's a part of campus life. The victims, they feel safe around him. He's able to get close.
He's also able to kill these women without them fighting back. Not one of them has defensive wounds on their hands.
Like if they've been tasered first.
That's possible. Why?
Security guards on campus aren't allowed guns. They carry tasers.
Can you get me an employment list for campus security? Where is it?
These markings could have easily come from a taser.
Employment list. Campus security. How are we going to narrow this down?
The Sensip chose a closed community on purpose. He'd want to inject himself into the investigation. Can you check the records, find out if any of these security guards responded to every crime scene?
You got it.
In the meantime, Co-Garcia, have her check the list against criminal records.
Talk to me, girlfriend.
I need to give you a list of security guards.
Guards are all clean.
Squeaky. No criminal records.
What about a recent rejection?
Something set him off. Did any of these guys get fired recently, or did their wife leave?
I'm sorry, Em, that is far too general even for my powers of snooping.
Okay. You're a security guard.
I'm not sure I like where this is going.
You probably had higher ambitions.
Easy.
Could you cross-check these guys against police and military records? See if any of them got kicked out or rejected.
I got one.
That's not recent. Give it to me anyway.
Nathan Tubbs, rejected from the police academy 2003, failed his psych eval.
I got a list of responders. Only 4 guards were at every scene.
Nathan Tubbs. Garcia, what else can you give me on Tubbs?
I got a court appearance 6 days ago. Looks like the judge gave his wife full custody of their daughter. No visitation rights.
How much you want to bet his ex-wife is a brunette? You are the best.
Word.
We've got a possible.
Clear!
Bathroom's clear!
Get in.
I've got his work schedule here. He's not on duty.
Where is he?
You shouldn't be walking alone.
My car is just two blocks ahead in the parking lot.
I'll drive you.
It's okay.
No, it's not. My job to keep you safe. Hop in.
Okay.
No, the front.
You like music? Not sure what you're all into.
This is good.
I have a daughter. She's younger than you.
She's pretty.
Judge says I can't see her.
Sorry.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
What?
Make a baby with somebody and then take her away?
No.
Swear?
What?
Swear to me.
I swear.
You're not a liar, are you?
No.
My ex-wife is a liar.
This is my parking lot.
I'll drive you to your car.
It's okay.
No, the entrance is right on the block.
Please.
Don't argue with me.
When I would have asked the question I should have asked.
Was he too easy?
Biggest trap for a profiler to fall into is pride. Forgetting that for all your skills, profiling is just a tool.
Am I under arrest?
I just want to visit for a while.
I didn't murder anyone.
You weren't supposed to be working tonight.
They asked us to pick up extra shifts. There's a killer out there.
Why not? You weren't every crime scene.
It's my job.
You seem to be doing it better than any of your co-workers.
People should be thanking me.
Thank you.
You think just because I'm a security guard, I don't understand sarcasm?
Are you angry?
I know how interrogation works.
Do you lose your temper easily?
Is this fun for you?
No.
How's it going out there?
Gideon's winding him up.
Smart.
Anyone who exhibits that much overkill is bound to explode. How goes it in here?
Means of subduing the victim. Potential weapon. Source of displaced rage. Stressor. Evidence of a self-destructive spiral. And trophies of his kill. Everything that points to the profile, yet nothing we can hold him on.
Looks like it hurts.
Been under a lot of stress.
The murders? Your job?
A lot of things.
You keep clips of the murders on your wall.
I'm working on the case.
You had a knife on you.
We're not allowed guns.
Are you allowed knives? She's pretty, isn't she? The girl you picked up tonight was a brunette.
Was she?
Telling me you didn't notice. Do you like brunettes?
Used to.
Not anymore.
Not so much.
You know, I wouldn't mind some actual physical evidence.
Do we have anything?
The knife Tubbs had on him is inconclusive. The taser didn't have any prints on it, which I guarantee means we're not going to get a DNA match either.
I'll stop by the security offices. If Tubbs kept any trophies linking himself to the crimes, he might have kept them in his locker.
I'll go with you.
No, let Reed do it. Go to the hotel, check in. They're not going to hold our rooms forever. We'll go in shifts.
I'll sleep when he confesses. We all will.
Why don't you charge me?
Are you guilty?
Oh, you seem to have already made up your mind that I am.
I told you, you and I are just visiting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You really want to know what I think?
I think it's your cuticles to punish yourself over what your hands have been doing. I think you hate your ex-wife. I think you want to kill her. But you can't because she's the mother of your daughter. So you find girls who remind you of her and you kill them instead.
You stab them.
They deserve it. And now they will sooner or later. You're just saving someone else the nightmare later on.
And then you remember your daughter. How you're actually supposed to be looking after these girls. And so you feel bad. And you cross your arms over their chests, try to give them back some of their dignity.
My job is protecting these girls.
Like you can't protect your daughter.
I am a good father.
Why won't the judge let you see her?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Why did you fail your police psychological evaluation?
I want a lawyer. Bag these and give them to a lab.
Jim, do you mind giving me a reason you're holding my client?
You're looking for someone who was part of the campus, who had motive and opportunity and injected himself into the investigation.
So you had a hunch.
We have a comprehensive psychological profile. Your client fits exactly.
You did tell him we're dealing facts here, right?
Don't be a jackass, Paul. I invited him here.
My client was working during each of the murders.
He was present at every scene.
Because it's his job. There's not one witness placing him anywhere near one of the murders. There's not a shred of physical evidence.
Your client was apprehended with a young woman. She fits the description of each of the victims.
Could you imagine the uproar on this campus if a brunette woman was killed and people found out a security guard let her walk to her car alone?
You got Tubbs psych eval?
Yep. Police rank diagnosed him borderline with antisocial and sociopathic tendencies.
He's going to be all over me. I need to make a decision.
You can hold him for 72 hours without charging. What do you think, Gideon?
I think only a guilty man can lay his head down and sleep when he's facing 3 murder charges. It's physically exhausting. Killing secrets. Evading the police. It's almost a relief when you don't have to hide anymore.
Tell me you're doing the right thing.
We're holding him for 72 hours.
Everyone is so much younger than I remember being. It's a weird age. You want to be treated like an adult, but you're still used to someone else solving your problems for you. All I remember is trying to figure out who I was. You move around enough, you get used to being whoever people want you to be.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, there's a rumor going around that you caught the guy. Is it true?
We have someone in custody.
Thank you.
It was like you could physically feel the mood change on the campus. Kids, they're so resilient. They trust and believe in a way I remember but can't reach anymore. Like a very old picture.
If she was a cartoon character, she'd have steam blowing out of her ears.
She is a cartoon character.
You remember the circumstances, but the feelings, the emotions, they're just out of your grasp.
All right, see ya.
No, no.
I can't study here.
That's the police.
Okay, I'm going to the cafe. It's open late.
Technically, you still have a curfew.
Yeah, well, technically, I don't care.
Go crazy, girl.
They believed in us. Believed in me. The way Sarah believed in me. And, as with Sarah, I feel that I led them right to the slaughter. If I told you that a profiler cannot do the job if the mind is unfocused, if anything is going on in your personal life that would cloud your judgment, my mind has never been more unfocused than it was on that campus.
Griffith, we gotta get this barrier pushed back. We're getting pressed.
Yeah, Joe, can you 10 more feet out of the tape, huh?
I thought you had someone in custody.
We do.
Ma'am, can you help me with the students?
Yeah.
Tell them we understand that they're upset, but we need room to do our job.
Yeah.
I guess we can release Tubbs after all.
Oh, I think that'd be a mistake.
What are you talking about?
I don't think it was the same killer.
You gotta be kidding me.
She has blunt force trauma to the head. She was knocked out, not tasered.
She's a brunette stabbed to death on this campus.
These stab wounds are shallow. They're hesitation marks. Whoever killed her either wasn't sure they wanted to be killing her, they never tried it before.
There are no defensive wounds, just like every other victim.
That's not surprising, considering the head wound.
Excuse me, sir.
What?
This was dropped at the precinct. There were no prints on it.
He's innocent. I'm still out here. Now, do you believe we have the wrong guy?
First, Unsub showed remorse. He wouldn't brag about or flaunt his latest kill.
I don't believe this.
This victim wasn't posed. Papers never included details about the bodies. If this was a copycat, he could only do it the way he assumed the first killer did.
Look, I asked you guys here because I needed your help. You're the experts. But right now, it sounds to me like you're trying to cover your own asses.
Hey, look around. This is not the place for this conversation.
You said you caught him.
I said we had someone in custody.
Elise is dead and you're arguing over wording?
No, I'm so sorry.
You need to keep people out of here, man.
What? I'm fine. Nothing.
Just wait here for a second. Tubbs' lawyer's been here for the last hour demanding you release him. What happened out there?
I think we got a copycat.
Want to tell me why the hell my client hasn't been released?
Cut me some slack here, Paul.
You've got another murder and a note from the real killer.
We're discussing that.
I'm not saying he's not a creep. I'm just saying he didn't do this.
Just take a seat, please. Okay, come on. Give us a second.
Everybody still in the conference room?
Yeah.
How long can you hold that lawyer off?
Are you kidding? I was a prosecutor. I can hold him off for days.
So you think we're making a mistake, huh?
I know we're tired. There's a lot of pressure. We all want to believe that profile is right.
I believe it is.
What if we're wrong, Gideon? Tubbs enticed that girl to get in his car. There's nothing to suggest that the unsub has ever done that before.
There's also nothing to suggest he has.
I know how bad cops want to believe they got the right guy. I've been on both sides of that.
This last kill had a different signature.
I know. I also know that Richard Jewell fit the profile of the Olympic bomber to a T, and he was innocent. But the accusations tore apart his life.
I can't believe we're actually thinking about letting Tubbs go.
JJ, we got no evidence. Tubbs' lawyer's not going to let him talk, so we're not about to get a confession out of him.
Well, we can still hold him for another 48 more hours.
You can't hold a suspect indefinitely with no evidence.
Not indefinitely. 48 hours. It's enough time to clear the campus.
Can we please forget about Tubbs for a minute? Let's just say we have a copycat. What are we talking about?
Most common examples are ones that people don't always think of as being copycats. Kids who commit school shootings, also teen suicides, they tend to come in clusters.
Both models, we're talking about an age range that's consistent with the campus.
School shootings fit the classic copycat model. They want their own piece of the glory, they're competing.
Okay, but that doesn't jive with whoever wrote this note. He's innocent. It's about freeing Tubbs, not trying to steal any credit.
So, could Tubbs have a partner?
Yeah, sure, that's possible, but I think it's highly unlikely. I mean, come on, look at Tubbs. He's a loner. He's antisocial. He's not the partner type.
Could be more like a groupie. Yeah, after Kenneth Bianchi was arrested, he actually convinced a woman he hardly knew to attempt a murder so the police would think the Hillside Strangler was still at large.
But Tubbs subdues his victims first. He's not powerful. Not to mention the stabbing most likely means he's impotent.
Groupie doesn't have to know that. All they have to believe is that Tubbs answers some need inside them. And whoever wrote this definitely needs something from Nathan Tubbs. I'm still out here.
Right thing to do.
Remind me of that the next time I have to tell someone their friend or daughter's been murdered.
You still think he's guilty, don't you?
Your security cam's up and running?
Yeah.
We're gonna need him.
I'm not up for this right now, okay? I need your help. I want to tell Anna Begley that the dorm is officially closing tomorrow at curfew. She wouldn't even open her door. She told me she won't leave campus.
What do you want? You dyed your hair dark, so? What do you want? Stephanie is flipping out about closing the dorm. She wants me to make sure that you understand that we can't stay here past tomorrow night.
Till after tomorrow, it won't be anybody's problem.
Freak!
Did I let a lion loose amongst babies? Was my judgment clouded by a need to make someone pay for Sarah's death?
Somebody take my clothes.
I didn't know who else to call.
What is it?
I want to talk to you.
I'm sorry, I don't work here anymore.
Do you like it?
Do I know you?
Do you want to? Every girl I know is either bleaching her hair or buying a wig, and she goes and dyes her hair dark.
I agree, it's weird, but I don't think it's anything to be overly alarmed about. Is there something else?
I think I saw stories about the murders taped to her wall, and there was like blood or something all over them.
What can you tell us about Anna's usual mental state?
I don't know. No one really knows her very well, but she doesn't play well with others, you know?
Anything?
I know she cuts herself. She covers it up, but people know.
Has she ever been violent towards others?
I don't think so.
Does she ever talk about suicide?
Talk to us. She talks about it all the time. But everyone makes fun of her. And she thinks she's some goth chick Sylvia Plath.
Hey, Gideon, it's Reed. Are Morgan and Prentice still following Tubbs? I think I know who we're looking for.
It's good that you called us.
It's not just the others who make fun of her. It's me, too.
Get in. We got a brunette that just approached Tubbs outside the security offices.
Good. Hotch is having them uplink the security monitor.
Got it. Okay, they're on the move. What do you want us to do?
Stick with them. Keep your distance. We have video. Hotch and I will be your eyes and ears.
Got it. Let's go.
I picked this spot because no one walks back here. Won't be all alone.
I think you have me confused with someone else.
No. You're the one I need.
Yeah, they just walked into a courtyard.
We can't get an eye line without them seeing us.
You got an image?
Got him. The security camera microphone is unidirectional. The audio pickups are only good for so far. We've got it as loud as it can go without distorting.
All we got to go on right now is a profile. I need you to get as close as you can until he makes a move on her. Or either one of them admits the murder.
Okay.
Just give us the go. Let's get close. Maybe we should go somewhere else.
The other girls were all on campus.
What other girls?
I know what you did.
We could go to my apartment.
You killed those girls.
You're wrong. Please let me go.
Only because someone else committed another murder.
We can't move.
No, he hasn't done anything.
Here, guys, talk to me. What's going on?
She's offering him a knife.
Did he take it?
No.
She wants to be a victim. This is a trick.
It's not. I want you to do it. I'm ready.
I told him I'm not stupid.
Please. I can't do it myself.
You're crazy.
I killed someone for you. I even liked her.
Go, go, go.
Listen, you stupid bitch. I'm not gonna say or do anything to you.
Where are they?
FBI! FBI!
Put down the knife! Put the knife down!
Listen to her.
Drop the knife!
Are you gonna shoot me?
Just put the knife down.
Nobody's gonna shoot you.
No! No!
Oh! Stay with me. You're gonna be okay.
Tell me what you've done yourself. I would like to know.
Two more dead. Was it a price that needed to be paid? Is death ever worth it? Was the world always this gray? Is it only in the movies that it's black and white? Is that just an illusion? I used to know. I used to understand my place, my direction, where I was headed. Profiling requires belief. Belief in the profile. Belief in yourself. After Sarah, I no longer trust myself at home. After Tubbs, I no longer trust myself in the field. And without that, I have nothing.
Didn't even know you could take off this early.
We wanted to leave at first flight.
I get it. So I guess, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Gideon, you knew how this was going to end, didn't you?
Yeah.
I never thought anyone would die.
No, of course not. I know that. I mean the copycat. You knew the two of them would find each other. That's why you let Tubbs go, isn't it?
Look, I trusted the profile. At best, it's always just an educated guess.
It was the best chance of catching them.
I know.
Anna Begley was ill. Her suicide may have been inevitable.
And Tubbs?
He killed three women.
Right. What if we were wrong?
I've been on the phone with the Flagstaff, Arizona police all morning. Did you actually allow a disturbed college student to meet with a man you believe to be a serial killer?
We didn't know who, but we knew a meeting would take place.
We?
I, ma'am. It was my decision.
And now that student is dead.
She committed suicide, yes. After killing Nyanza.
How could you let this happen?
It was not the outcome we had hoped for.
It wasn't the outcome you had hoped for? That's your answer to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me a badge.
Ma'am?
You're suspended for 2 weeks without pay, pending an investigation of your conduct. And Agent Hotchner, if it were solely up to me, you would never get these credentials back.
Always a pleasure.
And that was the last domino. The death of that girl. Hotch being suspended over something that was my fault. I said at the beginning of this letter that I knew it would be you to come up here. I'm so sorry the explanation couldn't be better. And I am so sorry that it doesn't make more sense. But I've already told you. I just don't understand any of it anymore.